In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Margaret Geraldine Russell West, age 73, of Illinois, formerly of Greene County, died Sunday in Illinois. Survivors include one son and one daughter in Illinois and Mississippi, four grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, two brothers in Illinois. Funeral services for Margaret Geraldine West will be this morning in East Peoria, Illinois. For more information locally, contact the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mr. Andrew L. Andy Squire Miller, age 74, of Louisville, a native of Marion County, died Sunday in Louisville. He is survived by his wife, Margaret Ann Smith Miller, two daughters of Louisville, one son of Shepherdsville, four grandchildren, three great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Andrew L. Andy Squire Miller will be this morning at 10:30 at the Ratterman Funeral Home in Louisville, with burial in the Holy Cross Cemetery in Marion County. For more information locally, contact the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Mrs. Opal Clark, age 87, of Campbellsville, died Monday in Greensburg. She is survived by four daughters and one son, Claire Nail Horde and husband Richard, Wilma Abel and husband Leonard and Jane Wilson of Campbellsville, Ellen Kessler and husband Benny of Lebanon, Donnie Clark and wife Barbara of South Carolina, 14 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, one sister Mary Clark of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Opal Clark will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mrs. Sarah Jane Overstreet, age 88, of Florida, a native of Marion County, died Tuesday. She is survived by her husband, Vernon Overstreet, two sons of Illinois and Florida, three daughters of Mount Washington, Danville, and Moreland, one sister, Geraldine Green of Lebanon, 14 grandchildren, 31 great-grandchildren, 15 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Sarah Jane Overstreet will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Elders Cemetery in Casey County. Retired Sergeant Major Charles Gupton, U.S. Air Force, age 78, of Sumter, South Carolina, formerly of Taylor County, died Tuesday in South Carolina. He is survived by two sons in South Carolina and one daughter in South Carolina, five brothers, including Bill Gupton and George Gupton of Campbellsville and Lawrence Gupton of Greensburg, one sister Laverne Crawley of Campbellsville, five grandchildren. The family of retired Sergeant Major Charles Gupton chose cremation. A memorial service will be held this morning in Sumter, South Carolina. For more information locally, contact the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mr. Bobby Gene Carter, age 74, of Louisville, formerly of Greene County, died Tuesday in Louisville. Survivors include one son and daughter-in-law of Louisville, four grandchildren, one step-grandchild, two brothers, including Shirley Carter of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Bobby Gene Carter will be today at noon Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Greene County Memory Gardens. Mr. Ronald Vaughn, age 61, of Campbellsville, died Monday. He is survived by three sons and their wives, Brad and Melissa Vaughn of Liberty, Scott and Scarlett Vaughn of Niffley, Wes and Amanda Vaughn of Campbellsville, five grandchildren, his mother Shelley Vaughn of Campbellsville, one brother and one sister of Indiana. Funeral services for Ronald Vaughn will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Whitehead Cemetery in Casey County. Mr. Jesse Raymond Adkins, age 91, of Greensburg, died Monday in Greensburg. He is survived by three daughters and sons-in-law, Margaret and David Dawson of Greensburg, Josie Adkins of Vine Grove, Lydia and Junior Simpson of Edmonton. Three sons and a daughter-in-law, William Adkins, Robert Adkins, and Ricky and Linda Adkins, all of Greensburg, a daughter-in-law of Indiana, one brother of Louisville, 16 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Jesse Raymond Adkins will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Adkins Elmore Family Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Memorials are suggested in the form of donations to the Adkins Elmore Family Cemetery Fund. Mr. R. A. Willis, age 65, of Campbellsville, died Wednesday. He is survived by his wife, Barbara Willis, one son and one daughter, John Willis of Campbellsville, Roxanne Brule and her husband, Patrick of Georgia, four grandchildren, his mother, Pansy Willis of Campbellsville, one brother and one sister, Kenny and Brenda Willis, and Lois and Henry Dolworth of Campbellsville. Funeral services for R. A. Willis will be Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Green River Memorial Baptist Church Cemetery. The family request visitation after 5 o'clock Friday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the family fund at the funeral home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.